today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, Salamun alaikum and welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you for choosing this episode to listen to. It's about how to control thought according to Islamic point of view. But first, as usual, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Friday, 6th of Sha'ban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of the month of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, this is Allah's book, the Holy Quran, verse 3 of chapter At-Talaq. We listen to, we'll learn more about it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا.
And will provide for him from where he does not expect. And whoever relies upon Allah, then he is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah will accomplish his purpose. Allah has already set for everything a decreed extent.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is narrated from the noble prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, that Gabriel imparted to him that the truth lying behind trust in Allah Almighty is that it is incumbent upon men to be aware of the truth that creates may not harm or benefit him. Man is supposed to abstain from expectations from creatures and turn toward the Creator. Thus, the spirit of putting one's trust in Allah Almighty lies in that man solely acts to obtain divine satisfaction. He never sets his hopes on anyone besides him. It is worthy of note, however, that such trust designates making efforts at all times rather than indolence and dodging obligations.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see, is thanks to you.
As I told you, we are going to speak about how to control thoughts, of course, in Islamic point of view. Dear listeners, the mind is a complex discussion as the thoughts that you hear in your mind have roots in other aspects of your personality. There are also outside influences that can affect your mind. When it comes to bad thoughts, the most effective strategy to ignore the thoughts, especially at the time, If you don't do this thinking over the thought, inadvertently causes more damaging thoughts, and a person can get into a mess. When the thoughts have silence, you can think about the traits you need to work on. But try your best not to hold on to any negative thought. Rather, use them as signs to work on what is beneath them. If a thought is completely uncharacteristic of yourself, ignore it completely.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. In this very show, we are going to talk about how to ward off demonic thoughts. That is, how can we get rid of these demonic and satanic thoughts? Human thoughts are like a car that can go in any direction, if not controlled. But a skilled driver can steer it on the right path and reach the intended destination. Controlling and directing thoughts requires much efforts to avoid demonic temptations. Considering the effects and consequences of undesirable thoughts will encourage a person to direct their thoughts correctly. So let's first talk about the origin of these ugly and negative thoughts. It should first be noted that some negative thoughts harm us. They disrupt our relationships with others and damage our mental health, but they are not ugly or sinful. Ugly and negative thoughts stem from two sources, one from internal source and the other from external source. Now let's talk about the internal source. These thoughts arise from within a person, such as their way of thinking and how they interpret the events around them. The cause is feelings of worldliness, futility, cynicism towards others, desires of the ego, not knowing one's place before Allah and in existence, forgetting the status of being Allah's vicegerent and the scene of the earth, and the darkening of the pure human nature. So these are among the internal sources. The source of these thoughts is external to the person, and the events around them provide a ground for ugly and negative thoughts, such as the presence of failure or frustration in a person's life, or the status of unemployment and aimlessness, or in a third level when there is a visual and auditory abnormalities, and fourth, it could be an economic imbalance or etc. or something like that. Or at the fifth level, a healthy environment and bad friends and educational environments and unsuitable role models are known of the external sources.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
This is today's special and ways to kill your negative thoughts. One way is turn your anxiety into dua and supplication. Yes, how you deal with your inner thoughts plays a vital role in how they may affect you mentally and emotionally. When you turn all your fears, anxiety, and concerns into du'as, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to you. Although He already knows all your thoughts and what's in your heart, It pleases the Almighty when you make supplications and turn to Him for guidance. In return, He gives you sabr, patience, an emotional calmness that introduces tranquility during your hard times.
You're the reason my life's worth living. You're the reason I'm alive. I'd be lost without you. You're the reason that I strive. You're my destiny.
Accepting unwanted thoughts. It's human nature to flinch away from pain, so of course you'd prefer to avoid thoughts that cause distress. Yet pushing away unwanted thoughts isn't the way to gain control. That usually just makes them more intense. Instead, try the opposite. Accept those thoughts and let them in. Say you feel a little low because nothing in your life seems to be happening the way you planned despite all your hard work. Acceptance might involve telling yourself nothing seems to be going right, and that's discouraging. There is only so much you can do to create change yourself, but giving up entirely isn't the answer either. Acceptance can even offer clues as to why specific thoughts keep coming up. Maybe you keep thinking about a fling who ghosted you. Accepting those persistent thoughts leads you to recognize that you really wanted your connection to last.
Degree of the relationship with Satan is ibadah. Ibadah means what? Quran says, and you and I recite it in Surah Yasin. Alam ahad ilaykum, ya bani Adam, an la ta'budu ash-shaytan. Not only do we become the brothers, not only do we become friends, not only do we develop the authority shaytan has over us, now we worship the shaytan. Meaning what? It's all that we think about. Every avenue that Shaitan wants us to, we then undertake. Especially those when it comes to what? OCD. What do we mean? There are a number of challenges here with regards to this. Number one, when we say to those who are suffering with compassion and a lot of support, that's what we have to do, yes? Show them a lot of empathy and understanding and support. And we say to them, first of all, if you keep listening to these intrusive thoughts, then you're going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've got to stop them. You've got to break the loop and depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've got to smash this cycle. It's a cycle that's going in your head. Shaitan has got a grip on you. You've got to stop. Why? Because the Quran has come forward and says, if you don't, this is going to happen. Surah Qasas, verse number 50. فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكْ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. If they're not listening to you, the Quran says to the Holy Prophet, know that they're listening to themselves, their hawa. وَمَنْ أَظَلُّ مِمَّنِ اتَّبَعَ هَوَى. There is no one worse than the individual who listens to their desires.
So, for this episode of today's special, we spoke about controlling our thoughts and one or two ways of killing our negative thoughts. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic to discuss about it. And till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi. محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي